brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today we look at the readings for June 14th. The first reading is taken from Paul's letter to the Corinthians, chapter 6, verses 1 to 10. Brothers and sisters, as your fellow workers, we appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, in an acceptable time, I heard you, and on the day of salvation, I helped you. Behold, now is a very acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We don't want to leave till tomorrow. We do not know when we will die. We want to be in a position to really hear him. Behold, now is a very acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We cause no one to stumble in anything in order that no fault may be found with our ministry. On the contrary, in everything, we commend ourselves as ministers of God through much endurance. All those of you, by the way, this is a little side point, but all of you who work for the church, who do things for the church, it's for all of you, but especially for those who are working for the church. Listen to what the ministers of God went through in those days. Afflictions, hardships, constraints, beatings, imprisonment, riots, labors, vigils, fasts, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness in the Holy Spirit, in unfeigned love, in truthful speech, in the power of God, with weapons of righteousness at the right and at the left, through glory and dishonor, insult and praise. We are treated as deceivers, and yet are truthful, as unrecognized and yet acknowledged, as dying, and behold, we live, as chastised, and yet not put to death, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet enriching many, as having nothing, and yet possessing all things. Brothers and sisters, note this attitude of the early church. Where are we today who serve others? Are we in a position of giving God to people through us by the way we treat them, by the way we speak, even when we have to scold someone for something? We don't have to overdo it. Please, brothers and sisters, be kind to one another and be good to one another, that the world may see that Christ is in us. It's not possible for us to do that, but it is possible for God to give us the strength of the Holy Spirit in all of our service, in all of our relationships. God wants to lead us and guide us. We may have nothing, and yet, because we are seeking to live as children of the kingdom of God to come, we want to be in a position to let other people know to whom we belong and care for them. Psalm 98 tells us, the Lord has shown his salvation. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done wondrous deeds. His right hand has won victory for him, his holy arm. In the sight of the nations, he has revealed his justice. He has remembered his kindness and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation by our God. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Break into song. Sing praise. Now, I really encourage you, when you're going about your work, whether it's in the office or whether it's at home with your children, wherever you are, whatever your job is, take some time, in a sense, to sing to the Lord. If you can sing out loud, do it. If not, in your heart, just recall a hymn that you know and sing it in your heart. Re-offer yourself, you know, during the middle of the day, just re-offer yourself to God, because we get so busy and sometimes we get so frantic that we don't even think of God. But if we think of God first, He will help us through those things and wants to do that for us. Before the gospel, the Alleluia reading says, "A lamp to my feet is your word, a light to my path." God's word will lead us. And then we look today at the gospel, Matthew 5, verses 38 to 42. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye, or a tooth for a tooth. You do something wrong with me, I'll do it back to you. But I say to you, offer no resistance." This you need God's help for. Offer no resistance to one who is evil. When one strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other one to him as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand him your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go with him for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on the one who wants to borrow. Brothers and sisters, we meet many, many people. I remember meeting a person on the street who had come out of a store, and she had a bag in her hand. She was an elderly woman. She was carrying a bag and her purse and everything else with her. And I just reached over and said, "Could I help you?" And she said, Oh my goodness, yes, I'm parked right there." And I walked her the few feet to her car and got her settled in the car. That's what God wants of us. And I'm usually going so fast, like so many of us are. We're in such a hurry because of all the things we're doing that we miss the people who are in need right beside us. And I just want to encourage you, if it's possible, if it's at all workable, give up 3 minutes of your life and serve another. For if you serve that person, you serve Jesus Christ. And that will not be forgotten. He loves you. Do you know that? Do you know how much He loves you? Think of this. Oh, God doesn't love me. God died for you. God endured an incredible death for you and for me. He died that we might live, that we might be with Him for all eternity. That's what He's about. He wants us to love one another and care for them, but at the same time, keep our eyes fixed on the Lord. Because the Lord, you may see 2 or 3 things that need to be done. Just take one of them. Ask the Lord what's most needed. I'm not asking that you go around all day, everywhere, in every corner and crevice to help people. But those who come before your eyes, I do ask that you would pray or consider or in some way help, because you are doing it for Jesus Christ, for Him. He's there. Don't put that aside as some kind of, somebody once called it pious piffle. There's no such thing. God loves you, and He's with you, especially in the sick, the poor, the aged. And He wants you to find Him in that person and thank Him and help the other person as much as you can. Mercy is not a cool, casual idea of forgiveness. It is not a condescending looking down upon these imperfect companions of ours and agreeing that we shall put up with these things. This already indicates that we have placed ourselves on a higher plane and we simply put up with these people. That's not compassion. To suffer with Compassion is to take the person as she is or he is into the embrace of our love and our spirit. It is to enter into another's imperfections and sufferings. This is what mercy really is. If we do not have this kind of love for one another, we cannot have compassion for our divine spouse in his sufferings. We shall enter into compassion with him in exactly the same measure that we are compassionate with one another. This is the greatest incentive to charity for one another that we could have. We have all experienced that when one who is dear to us suffers, our first reflex emotion is, "Oh, if only I could bear this in her place." Put your feet in another's shoes. Look at their need. See what you can do. Brothers and sisters, I know I have one example of one of our sisters who every week goes to the grocery store to buy all the groceries for a couple who are not able to get out as well as they should be able to. She does that for them. She saw them. She asked them what she could do to help them. And now it's become a longer-term relationship. Brothers and sisters, there are people all around us. And you say, "Oh, I'm too busy." Are you too busy with the right things? It's possible at times that you are, and you can't do something else. But just because you're just too busy, it's mostly because it's things you want to do. But if it's things that others want to do, can you find a space for one more? If not, then do exactly what you're doing and God bless you. But let us be generous to the poor, to the afflicted, to the needy. Because, brothers and sisters, whether we know it or not, that's where Jesus is. He's in the disguise of the poor. He's right there. You could reach out. You could touch him. God loves you. Look at that person and see the presence of God. And ask the Lord to give you whatever grace, whatever time you have to give to another. God will see that as giving to him. Your reward will be great in heaven. And I really want to encourage you. Please, brothers and sisters, I know there are times and seasons in life, especially if there are small children in the family, that you have no time to do anything. I understand that. But then say once a month, we'll do this for that person, or once a month we'll do this. I understand when you're busy. And there are times when we simply don't have another moment, then pray for them. Pray for them while you're walking from one deed to another. But brothers and sisters, bring joy, bring hope in whatever way you can to those around you who mostly are in your own neighborhood. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.